Now, all the above is perfectly obvious from high school biology, but the high forehead from the research station there who was telling me about this brought up a point I would never have thought of. What about the human beings who have colonized Sanctuary? Not transients like me, but the colonists who lived there, many of whom were born there and whose descendants will live there, even unto the umpteenth generation. What about those descendants? It doesn't do a person any harm not to be radiated. In fact, it's a bit safer. Leukemia and some types of cancer are almost unknown there. Besides that, the economic situation is at present all in their favor. When they plant a field of Terran wheat, they don't even have to clear out the weeds. Terran wheat displaces anything native. But the descendants of those colonists won't evolve. Not much, anyhow. This chap told me that they could improve a little through mutation from other causes, from new blood added by immigration, and from natural selection among the gene patterns they already own. But that is all very minor compared with the evolutionary rate on Terra and on any usual planet. So what happens? Do they stay frozen at their present level while the rest of the human race moves on past them until they are living fossils as out of place as a pithecanthropus in a spaceship? Or will they worry about the fate of their descendants and dose themselves regularly with X-rays, or maybe set off lots of dirty-type nuclear explosions each year to build up a fallout reservoir in their atmosphere? Excepting, of course, the immediate dangers of radiation to themselves in order to provide a proper genetic heritage of mutation for the benefit of their descendants. This bloke predicted that they would not do anything. He claims that the human race is too individualistic, too self-centered, to worry that much about future generations. He says that the genetic impoverishment of distant generations through lack of radiation is something most people are simply incapable of worrying about. And, of course, it is a far distant threat. Evolution works so slowly, even on Terra, that the development of a new species is a matter of many, many thousands of years. I don't know. Shucks, I don't know what I myself will do more than half the time. How can I predict what a colony of strangers will do? But I'm sure of this. Sanctuary is going to be fully settled, either by us, or by the bugs, or by somebody. It is a potential utopia, and with desirable real estate so scarce in this end of the galaxy, it will not be left in the possession of primitive life forms that failed to make the grade.